Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. I pray that you are well this morning. I pray that you are blessed and that you are ready for this new week. I pray that you would just be full of joy today. Today I'm going to be reading from Proverbs 18 and 20, the Good News Translation. You will have to live with the consequences of everything you say. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18, 20, and 21. You will have to live with the consequences of everything you say. That's whether you're speaking over your own life or the lives of others. You will have to live with the consequences of everything you say. Are you a pessimist or an optimist person? Does your word speak life or death? Do people know you as being a positive speaking person or a doubtful speaking person? The definition of pessimist is pertaining to or characterized by pessimism or the tendency to expect only bad outcomes, gloomy, joyless, unhopeful. The synonyms for pessimist are bleak, cynical, dark, dejected, depressed, discouraged, distrustful, downhearted, gloomy, hopeless, morbid, troubled, worried. Optimist definition is reflecting a favorable view of events and conditions, the expectation of a positive outcome, demonstrating the synonyms are assured, bright, cheerful, confident, encouraged, expectant, happy, high, hopeful, hoping, keeping the faith, merry, on cloud nine, on top of the world, positive, upbeat. What words do you think speak life to you, to your purpose, to your walk, to who people think you are? What words do you want people to think of you and to put next to your name when they're writing your name or they're talking about you or they're getting ready to come and see you? Do you want them to be like, oh, Lord, we're on our way to hear this. She's going to be complaining. He's going to be complaining. He's going to be fussing. She's going to be fussing. She's going to have something negative to say. Oh, I don't even want to tell her my business or tell him my business because they're going to be a Debbie Downer. Do you want that when people are on the way to you? Or do you want, oh, my God, I cannot wait to get to see them. I cannot wait to tell them about this. I cannot wait to this person. Don't you want to be the person that people call when they need a good word, when they need a positive word, and not the person that people run from? Will you choose today to not have a petty pessimist personality on life? Will you opt to be an overjoyed, optimist speaking life into others, letting your ray of light shine bright for others to see? Will you be confident displaying your faith to others with expectancy? Will you be the one who expects good things to come? Will you be the one to expect blessings? Will you be the one to expect favor? Will you be the one to expect that God wants it good for you? Will you be the one to expect nothing but greatness in your life, but joy, for the sun to rise up on you daily despite what it looks like outside? Will you be that one? Father God, I thank you this morning for your love, for waking us up this morning, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to breathe in new life. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us the spirit of being an optimist person, the spirit of faith, the spirit of hope, the spirit of joy, Lord God. I thank you for pouring it into our lives this morning, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, as we leave this call, that we will be revived, Lord God, and refreshed and just overzest, Lord God, with joy and expectancy of being, just being the ray of sunshine that you call us to be, Lord God. Just being the love that you call us to be, Lord God, the light that you call us to be. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for brightening up our bulb again, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for pouring into us, Lord God, all that we need, Lord God, to be able to carry on the spirit of optimism, to be able to carry on the spirit of joy, to be able to carry on the spirit of hope and faith, Lord God, despite what it looks like around us, despite what others come, others who may sit around being the Debbie Downers and the pessimists who are just don't have a positive word, Lord God, to not allow us to take in that spirit, Lord God, but take in the spirit of joy. Lord God, your word says that faith is for things that we hope for that we cannot even see. Lord God, let us be joyous in wherever we in, Lord God. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the next hour holds, Lord God. But give us a spirit, Lord God, of joy, of just over, Lord God, I just thank you right now for this feeling that I have. And I can't say anything more, Lord God, but give that to everyone that's listening on this call, Lord God. Give that to someone who's praying this morning, Lord God. There's no other way that I can think of how to say it, Lord God. Give someone what I'm feeling right now, Lord God, ready to, Lord God, just burst with this fire inside of me, Lord God. I pray that someone will receive that this morning. I pray that someone will receive that listening to this call, whether it's right now, Lord God, or someone send them this message to hear tomorrow, later, next week, next month. I pray that they are able to take this word, take this message, and allow this spirit, Lord God, to be placed inside of them, Lord God, so they can feel what I feel. Feel what you have for us to walk in, Lord God, and feel your goodness and your glory in our lives, Lord God. I pray that for them this morning, despite their pain, despite the mourning, despite their grief, despite what the doctor said, despite what the job said, despite what the spouse said, despite what the children said, Lord God, despite what the maid said, despite what the friend said, the not so good of a friend said, Lord God, despite what the grandparents said, the grandchildren said, Lord God, their neighbor said, despite what the devil says, we're going to stand on your word and believe what you say and believe the joy that you've given us. The word says, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. This is your day, Lord God. We're going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the honor, and we'll rejoice in it, Lord God. And we thank you for who you are this Monday, Lord God. We thank you for your love this morning, Lord God. We thank you for your provision this Monday, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your favor, Lord God. We give this and pray that we would be able to share the same thing to others, Lord God. Thank you for who you are. It is in Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, and we give you all the glory and the honor. Amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be great. Be blessed. Be loved. Go out and let your light shine. Don't let no petty daddy steal your joy. Show who you are and who's your daddy. Okay? I love you. Happy Monday. God bless you. Be blessed.